Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo. We just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com, and the Banter Blender joining me is my wonderful chum, good buddy, podcasting partner, the man who I will gladly tour a Croatian fortress with. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. What is up, Ronnie?
I wish we could tour Croatia. We're like, those were our people, the Croatians.
sort of is. Getting close to our neck of the world in terms of ancestors, right? Kind of.
We've done a crappin' survey on who listens where so we can tour, and we found that Croatia, those are our people.
You guys, we're doing a live show at a Croatian fortress. Tickets on sale soon.
Random people sword fighting will be on balcony number 2 at intermission.
Come on, guys, buy tickets, please.
Come on, guys, Malia might make out with you.
But for real, y'all, we do have 2 shows. You know, we got our show at the Gotham Comedy Club, July 19th. That's our 500th episode extravaganza. Y'all have, if you're in New York, you've been wanting us to do a New York show forever, so you better get tickets to that. And then on September 2nd, that we're doing a live show here in LA, we have 600 seats to sell. Well, not really, but just 600 heads to sell. And you guys, you have lead time. You have a lot of lead time to make your plans and come see us. So go do it. Okay? It's on Ticketmaster this Friday.
Hey guys, go to watchwhatcraftins.com for the links of where to buy your tickets.
Yeah.
Okay?
The just one word is that the LA tickets go on sale this Friday. So get excited. Ticketmaster. Y'all. But guess what? We're not here to talk about tickets. We're here to talk about boats.
Big old yachts, to be specific. I'm so sorry. I was eating an orange slice.
I could tell. I was like, Ronnie is eating something. I just got him. And he thought I was going to talk a little bit longer because I've been talking a lot already.
No, I was just like, okay, it's Ben's turn to open the show. I'm going to eat an orange because I have to go out and if anyone's like, why is he eating something that's natural? It's because, you know, I have to leave the house and go out of town. And, like, walk the streets of New York, which is hot and, you know, really walky.
Yeah.
And, you know, my ass gets tired walking the dog down the block. I'm like, ugh. So now I'm eating, like, salads and stuff. I don't know, to maybe remind myself that they could live if they just made an effort.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really it's a parable for the below deck Mediterranean experience.
Yeah, guys. Parable.
Parable.
So let's see. How do we open today?
With kissing.
She's like, hello, Dallas, you're off to bed. Would you like some assistance going to bed? Hannah running to the bedroom. And then he's like, yeah, thank you for all your hard work. She's like,
it sounded like she was eating the oranges then.
Yeah, she was doing a little, blowjobbery. Mm-hmm. And I'm only pointing that out because throughout this entire episode, she's like, well, I'd like to explain how this happened. Dallas chased me through the boat, pulled me aside, ripped me down, and forced me to kiss him.
I'm like, And then I kissed him back for only 2 seconds, and then I got my wits about me, and I left.
And I said I could never do this to my captain, Captain Sandy. I'd rather be napping right now, sir. I need to get some rest, sir.
Who do you think you are? A member of the Tilted Kilt community? I don't think so. I will not be kissing you.
It was 2 seconds. And, of course, they show the moon pass, which is so below deck. They're like, look, the moon passed the entire sky. And then Hannah goes into her bunk, and Bugsy's like, are you okay, miss?
Surely it's a proper hour for you to be coming back into bed. Surely it's not some crazy day, hour of the morning, where you could have been up to mischief, right?
You're right there. I was worried that you was kidnapped. And she's like, no, it was just a late night, chica.
So the next morning, they show Hannah sleeping when Bugsy's getting up because the editors are shady fuckers.
Yeah.
And they're like, just put as many shots of Hannah sleeping as we can into this show.
Yes. And so Lauren, meanwhile, she asks Max if he has a special outfit for his girl Emily is coming to visit. And she's like, hey, do you have a special outfit you're going to wear for Emily? And Bobby's like, yeah, his birthday suit. I'm like, oh, good one, Bobby. Good one.
Does she have a special drink? Yeah, his birthday drink.
Oh, they're going to do blowjob shots. Oh.
And Max is like, she doesn't drink much, just kidding. Well, yeah, that's what she does. She drank a lot, me and Emily. Since we made sex. I don't remember what sex is. Bobby's like, yeah, birthday sex.
So then Bugsy's talking with Captain Sandy, and she's like, oh, you know, it's funny is that Hannah got back to her room so late last night. Oh, I doubt that she's going to be well-rested, if you know what I mean. Sandy's like, oh.
I didn't know if it was morning and time to get up, or if it was in the middle of the evening and time to go to bed, or if I was dreaming and just waking up in the middle of a dream where Hannah comes in really early late. Do you know what I mean?
All I can say is that I couldn't get well-rested, Sandy, and that's just a travesty, is it not? Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, the captain's like, well, you know, the important part of this story, Hannah going to bed. I mean, that's the goal of any dream I have.
Listen, I know you may be undermanned this morning, but that's okay, because Hannah's getting sleep, and there's nothing more valuable than that, am I right?
Ah, foiled again then, Captain Sandy. Well, Hannah's taking advantage that none of us know when she goes to bed.
I'm like, oh, you just calm down, okay? You just calm yourself down there. So someone got some D.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Everything's ironed.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? He was hot. You know, he's hot. I don't even really understand what it means to take advantage of the fact that no one knows when she actually goes to bed. Like, I don't understand truly what that means, but, you know, but whatever.
She could stay up and go to bed whenever she wants and no one ever finds it fishy, you know? She's like, if I was first due, I'd say, good night, John. Good night, Bobby. Good night, Captain Sandy. Good night, Adam. Good night, Bugsy and Wugsy, or whoever the boat guys are in
good
the back.
Good night. Good night.
That's people would know if I was going to sleep or waking up, just like the Von Trapp family.
You know, a Chief Stew should be asleep early to wake up the guests early. That's what a Chief Stew should do. So, anyway, next morning they're leaving the port for something, I think. Maybe not. I don't. Yeah, I think they are leaving the port. So,
if I was for stew,
I'd wake up early in the morning.
Bugsy as Beyonce.
Yeah. If you liked it, you should have put an appropriate ring on it, but only if it was professional.
If you like that silverware, you should have put a ring around it.
Oh, the ladies in the club tonight. The club is bumping. Which is too bad, because I have to wake up early to greet the customers. That is not
a
Beyonce song.
I'm making some lemonade.
I'm going to wear my halo.
I love Beyonce, I'll tell you that, Bugs.
Well, she's not getting the point.
You know what, Bugsy? Pretty hurts, you know?
So the captain's like, all right, guys. I know we're all having a great time talking about Hannah's nap schedule. I don't want to interrupt this party, but let's talk about my favorite subject, anchors. Everyone's like, yeah, let's talk about anchors.
They're leaving port, and I just wrote down distances, because Sandy was like, distances, guys, distances. Come on, I need my distances, guys, distances.
She's like, from a distances. Wes doesn't know how to delegate. Which is annoying, because no one else is learning, you know? If Wes would come to me and say, Captain, I'd like to delegate flying to you, maybe I could be a bird. but he doesn't, you know? So we're just all humans on a boat. Thanks a lot, Wes.
You know, that Nelly Furtado certainly was up to something when she said, I'm like a bird, I only fly away. Well, that's what I would be if someone taught me how to be a bird.
Yeah, you know why she was a bird? Because someone told her, you're a bird today.
And I want to teach all my future birds to be birds, too. Except I don't want them to fly away. I just want to learn them how to undock a boat.
I just want to deliver a message to someone the old-fashioned way every once in a while. Is that so wrong?
You know, we got so many pigeons. Why don't we use them?
Croatian you know, pigeons haven't had a goal in life ever since we took away instant messaging from their feet.
Now they just walk around wondering when it's time to go nap. Well, at least someone's eating the bread. So, it's breakfast.
In the kitchen, Malia's like, so spinach, huh? Adam's like, ugh.
Fine. And Sour Patch is too. Fine. Good.
So yogurt and crunch again.
Yeah.
So but she's like, some lady's like, Bugsy, can I get some scrambled eggs and hash browns? Cause like yogurt and crunch again, okay? And then one of the guys is like, can we check on Slatina? I mean Hannah, to make sure Slatina. She's okay. Want to make sure her choke reflex wasn't broken. And Dallas was like, she was busy putting my cell phone in rice. Okay, guys.
And Bugsy, meanwhile, you know, because at this point it's like 11:30, and Bugsy's like, well, it would have been nice to have the support of Hannah. But, you know, quietly putting it out there again that Hannah's just a lazy ass.
Yeah, she's like,
Hannah, this is Bugsy. Hannah, this is Bugsy. Hannah to Bugsy to Hannah. Hannah, I'm sorry to wake you from your coma. But if I were first due, I would know where the cell phone is, do you know?
And Hannah's like, well, I feel a bit guilty because it was a ballsy move, Fairy, a ballsy move. Taking that nice, fat, Dallas, most eligible bachelor in Dallas penis. She's like, oh!
So Hannah...
The phone isn't hot.
So Hannah finally wakes up and she goes up to check on the table. She's like, is everything all right around here? Everything all right? And Jason just fully ignores her and is like... phone, cell phone, rice, phone, not working, battery. And normally you'd be like, oh God, what a dick. But Hannah's like, oh, thank God he ignored me. Oh, I'm so grateful. I was like, that's nice. That's a nice change of tune from like the person be like, I can't believe he's ignoring me today. To be like, thank God he's just using some discretion for once.
Yeah. And then the captain's like, Wes, Captain West.
Nelly Furtado's here.
Hey, Wes, guess what? It's docking the boat day for Wes. Congratulations. Delegating the docking. He goes, two captains I worked before never allowed me on the bridge. And so I said, if I ever have the opportunity, I'm going to get someone on the bridge. You know, how are trolls going to learn how to be trolls if they don't know how to get on a bridge and scare little girls away?
Also, I'd love to learn how to play bridge. So if those girls from Savannah could come on board and teach me a few lessons, I sure I'd make a good bidding partner.
Seeking delegation.
No, I was the one taking a gulp. So,
my missed connections on Craigslist.
So, Wes goes up.
Handsome woman seeking delegation.
Would love to chat more over Branzino. So, Wes goes up and he does it. He gets the boat out of the dock and everyone's happy. It's a great day.
Yeah, he's like, having a girl on the mind makes things difficult. You know, I just keep saying, boat, back your starboard into my bow, back your starboard on my face. Hey, Malia, give me some starboard, little Bobo.
She's like, oh, you're my doing God. It wrong. Yeah.
Let me take those handles there. All right, he did it.
Now, before everyone gets off, does anyone want to do a last-minute anchor sanctuary? No? Okay. So then Hannah goes into Jason's room and he's like, yeah, it was really great getting to know you. Hey, let me get your email. She's like, okay. I love when Hannah, she's like turned on. She just starts panting. She's just like, all right, it's Hannah at Hotmail. Oh, wait, no, you're the Hotmail. I mean, Hannah at Earthlink, as in, I mean, I got customer to it. Or, I don't know, just here's some letters with an at symbol in the middle. I don't know.
Bugsy's like, would you like mine? It's if I were Chief Steve at gmail.com. He's like, no one asked.
I'm going to faint. I had too much coffee, and that was just too funny. It made me feel lightheaded. So
he's like, so you're here long here in Croatia? She's like, oh, just a few weeks, you know, enough time to get to know someone well enough to marry them. And he's like, well, we'll be here till Friday. She's like, I'm on it. Your dick, I mean. Give me a call. Text it. I don't care. iCloud it, text it, message it. I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. Do you understand what I'm saying, man?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, Alita Adams. Who? So, Leeson just texted me. It's the most discreet thing you can do. So, everyone's leaving, and Jason's like, guys, it was an amazing trip for many reasons. I mean, what I guess I'm trying to say is it's almost like I got a blowjob from your chief stew. I mean, theoretically.
He's like, hey, guys, just want to make a quick announcement. Somewhere on this boat, I lost my nut. So if anybody finds it, just ask Hannah for my email address. You can return it, okay?
I'm not saying I hooked up with anyone on this crew here, but if I did, her name would be Anna Hay, if you catch my drift, right?
If I were first you, I'd...
If I were first you, I would tell him we'll hook up in Croatia, but not on the yacht. You know what I'm saying? Waterfalls.
And then Gina, the cougar who is after Bobby, is like, oh, Bobby, thanks for putting up with all my banter. Okay, that's called sexual harassment, ma'am.
Yeah.
And then when you didn't get any dick and so you started bitching about everything else on the ship, that's called sexual harassment by proxy. Okay, you are guilty. Get off the boat.
Yeah, pork products. So then there's the tip meeting and...
Did you read the pork product fight last week? Did we already talk about that?
I'm not sure. I don't think
you
so.
You guys, breaking news. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, it was last week, but... So the lady from the ship got into a fight with Lauren on Twitter. Gina, I guess.
Oh, great.
Got in a fight with the lady because Lauren made some comment like, fuck that twat. You know Lauren on Twitter. Yes. She's like super like Shakespearean.
Yeah. She's like, high five. Fucker. No, no, no.
And then guess who got into the fight? One of Gina's friends is Mrs. Heidi What's-a-Buns from Real Housewives of Dallas.
Oh, great.
Remember the older mean lady? He was like, oh, yeah. Well, I don't feel, you shouldn't feel terrible for being a whore, Carrie Duble. That's just, you ended up blowing a man who was wealthy. Good for you. She's like, wait a minute. Like, she's this evil lady. And so she started fighting for Gina. And she's like, young lady, the customer is always right. And she's like, that customer was a bitch. So she's like, well, you might not understand as someone who is a maid and a waitress. Like, she's like, fighting with the help on the Twitter. Classy, Heidi.
Yeah.
Fucking classy as ever, Heidi.
Well, when you've worked 45 years to look like a cross between Courtney Love and Stevie Nicks, you too will understand the value of a customer complaint.
How dare television waiters complain about guests on television? Like, yeah, guess what, Heidi? You're not hired for this show either. Now, please
and you're
take
the one,
a seat.
And you're the one who attacked your own guest at your own party, so don't talk about etiquette, okay?
No kidding, retirement, Courtney Love. Sit down.
So, tip meeting, Sandy's like, all right, gang, well, one thing that we don't do is we don't party with guests, but thankfully, no one did that. So, guess what? Great work from everyone. Take a nap.
So, guys, this is a meeting. It's just the tip, okay? Now, I'm really glad that we didn't blow this, okay? Because sometimes Pratt is real hard to swallow. I'm like, oh my gosh, Captain.
I know what I'm saying is a real mouthful, but I think you guys can handle the load.
You know, sometimes you don't know if you could do the job, so you need all hands on the job. It's like, whoa.
So guess what? Tonight, you all get to eat out.
All right, guys, come inside. Come inside.
I don't want anyone to feel like I'm singling any of you out. I'm not fingering any of you, okay?
And Hannah's like, sometimes it's not what you do. It's what you get away with. Wink, wink.
I'm like, you better unwink those winks, Hannah.
She's like, oh, Adam, you sure blew them away. She's like, oh, my God. End this scene, please. She's like, I've arranged for you to see the fortresses of the Croatia whatever. So everybody, get off my boat.
I've got a lady friend coming by, and we're going to read poetry to each other. So
we're going to go look at that Mr. Skin site together. Check on their inventory.
we're gonna we hear there's some good shots of Sandra Bernhardt somewhere. Ileana Douglas, I hear, puts on quite the show.
Someone posted a picture of Captain Sandy looking through binoculars, and under it says, "The bongo player is on his way." Fucking Captain Sandy is so funny to me.
So
it's like a quick little scene. Everyone's like, getting ready. And Max and Bobby are on their bunk. And Max is looking on his phone. And he goes, "You want me to convert this to dollars?" And Bobby's like, "It is dollars. It's $1,400. He's like, "Oh, all right, then."
So then here comes Emily, who's Max's girl, the dancer from Dubai, or who's dancing in Dubai. So she comes on. She's like, hoi, I'm a hugger. Hugs everyone. Hugs.
Guess who else did that? The last girlfriend who came to the regular below deck. Ashley. She's like, "Hoi, I'm a hugger."
Something about these Cockney guys, these Cockney lads and their hugger girlfriends.
Yeah. And she's wearing like those mom jean shorts where her butt's hanging out and stuff. And Bobby's like, "Ooh, I play guitar." Yeah. And Emily's like, "Max, what are you doing in there?" And he's like, "Taking a shit." She goes, "That reflects our relationship a lot, if I'm honest."
Yeah, and that's like 15 minutes later, he finally comes out. Oh, my goodness. Because
the first thing she gets in 6 months is Adam's food second time around.
Yeah. So then they're like, "We're going to go to a fortress." She's like, "What's a fortress?" He's like, "It's like a big thing that you shoot things out of." She's like, "Oh, a fortress." So, and then they get off the boat and they start heading towards this Croatian fortress, and Hannah just like walks over a baby, which is amazing. She's like, "Well, at least I didn't step on him."
So they go to the fortress and guys are like having a sword fight. They've got like the recreation up there on the top. And Bugsy's like, "We come in peace."
"If I were the first knight, what I would do was fight in private. I would greet the guests at the fortress and then fight quietly behind closed doors. I don't fight in front of the guests at the fortress."
"If I was the chief steel, I wouldn't be fighting so loudly."
"If I were the chief steel, I'd just walk around the baby instead of over the baby."
"If I was chief steel, I'd declare a thumb war. The quiet."
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
And the fighter's like, "Hey, I want to fight the girl with the long brown hair." And Lauren's like, "Oh my god! Oh my god, I used to be a bully in high school. I'm going to cry."
"Hospitality industry."
They just threw Lauren over the top of the fortress.
Max starts telling Emily all the gossip from the boat, and he starts talking about how much he loves her. He's like, "She sort of knocked me off for six." I'm like, "What?" I don't get it.
Yeah, Wes is flirting with Malia, and then Adam's standing by them and just watching them like,
Bobby's doing Wes,
I just wrote, Wes said, "I would never allow anyone to do that to me." I don't know what they're talking about. Max tells Emily the gossip. So he's like, "Would you not know about love triangles?" She's like, "I love triangles. Can I hug it? I want to hug the triangle. Who are they?"
"I'm a hugger."
So Bobby's doing archery and he's like, "Oh, I almost split the arrow." He's all excited.
He's like, "I can't wait for one of those archery guys to sit on the toilet because I'm totally going to come in there with my sword while they're taking a shit."
So somewhere, I don't remember if it was the fortress or back on the boat, but Adam is now getting confused because he's not getting enough attention from Malia. And she's like, "I'm not like it. When a guy is like that, I'm just like not about it." She doesn't like when a guy gets needy. So now there's trouble in paradise between these two.
Oh my God. Well, it is like Wes has her for 1 minute. They're like, hee, while Adam watches. Then she goes over to Adam and they're like, hee, and Wes watches. And he's like, "I'm confused as always. Like, I feel crazy and you're not really helping me." I'm like, neither is the meth. Okay. Crazy person. He's like this red beady little, you know, tiny little eyes. He's like, "Bleh, bleh, bleh." He looks crazy. Like, stop it. You're like 45. Just leave the child alone, please. You're creeping me out at this point. So then we get a quick shot of the captain on the boat stamping things. Thanks, guys. Like, back on the boat, the captain's like, "Stamp. That's right. Stamp. Gotta do it. Stamp." Almost nap time. Stamp. 5 more and stamp. Thanks, guys.
Well, there we go. I've now stamped a ink crab on all these postcards.
Now that was what I call a stampede. Okay, thanks for checking in, Sandy.
These postcards get my stamp of approval. So they're on the boat. They're all changing. Emily's like, heavy door for a boat. Like, okay. And then, don't shame the yacht, Emily. And then they all go off to Fabrique, which is like their, it's like a club and a pub and all this stuff. And it's windy
Tim
and it's Gunn cold.
Is there. He's like, wow, what a conundrum. Welcome to Fabrique, designers.
I don't know how I'm feeling about this.
Don't bore Nina.
So at one point, like they're all there and Malia like leaves the table and is like, where's the bathroom? And she just sort of like leaves as she's asking. Adam's like, I'd tell you if you didn't walk away.
She's like, I'm trying to get away from you, fucker.
Yeah, she's like, I'm trying to add some perfunctory subtext to why I'm walking away from you.
Yeah, because he's had his arm around her this whole time, you know? It's like, these guys, one of them has to be showing some kind of ownership at all time.
Yeah.
So Wes follows her, and then he's got his arm around her now, and he's like, can we have a chat? You know, look, I just wanted to say, if you vibe with Adam, I'll stand back and not get in the way, because I don't like being in the way of things. You know, I like being the road you drive on. I don't like being the speed bump in the road. Who wants to go over a speed bump? Caution children crossing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just like a fresh to paved road. Just easy to go right on over. So he basically is like, look, if you're with Adam, that's cool. I'm going to drop it. But otherwise, I'd kind of like to pursue it. So she's kind of like, well, you know, I mean, Adam asked me on a date, so,
look,
I don't know.
I could be, like, on a park bench unwrapping Tootsie Rolls tomorrow night with Adam, or, what's Adam going to do for a date?
Yeah.
His date's like, hello, look, it's water.
She's
would
like,
you like a Diet Coke? I stole one from the kitchen for you.
When you say pursue things with me, how much spinach in my eggs are we talking about? It's like, oh, I'm not sure, but we do have broad coming up soon.
Do you have snacks hidden anywhere in your bunk? Are you planning on buying snacks and hiding them somewhere for me? Or
so at this moment, we have two people who are communicating poorly because she doesn't say, look, I'm sort of hanging out with Adam right now. Like she sort of says it, but she doesn't really say it. And especially given that what we later learn about that they've been sort of hanging out for a few weeks before the show even began, she doesn't really say no. And then at the same time, though, he doesn't really read her body language, which is pretty obvious to be like, oh, I don't really know what to say here. So he just gives her this very awkward, terrible kiss.
I'm like, well, but he at least was good at saying, look, if you want him, fine. If you don't, I'd like to at least saying something. She's like, but spinach, you know?
Yeah. And then she said something. I forget what it was, but she said something that was almost like, yeah, but it's cool. Like, let's pursue something. I forget what she said.
She said, well, you know what? After this really long hug, she goes, let's just see what happens.
That's what it was.
I'm like, that's your answer every time, you fucking wishy-washy. So Adam's sitting at the table all cokey, and he's like,
huh?
Oh, so this West thing is still happening, you know?
He's like, so is this sad. Your whole plan to go on a walk with Wes? And, I mean, well, I'm going to get back to this. I'm going to circle back to this moment, you know, because I don't want to get too far ahead, even though it's about to come up. But now Malia's like, you know, like, it's hard to be in this position. Instead of understanding, you're just being an asshole. And I'm like, I think, believe it or not, I actually think Adam sort of has a right to be an asshole in this situation a little bit, because it is.
He doesn't, though, because I don't think any of them do. I think both of the guys have a right to be like, girl, what are you doing? You know, you don't get to just be like, yeah. I'm going to just date however I want. You're on a boat with like 5 people. So
he's definitely being too much of a crybaby about it, for sure. But I understand. I think he's allowed to be confused and frustrated. How about that?
Yeah, it's so hard for me to be on his side. But Wes and Hannah, Adam and Malia. So everybody's basically sitting there at the table. And Adam's like, what was that? She's like, well, he has feelings for me. And Lauren's like, oh my God, watch my bag. I'm out of here. I don't want any part of this. Okay. Like, yeah. Seriously, I'll be over there. If Bobby says anything about me, he's a liar. And he totally tried to give me an Edie McBeatty in New York City. And I said, no. Okay?
High five. Tell high five. Friends. No.
High five.
No. I was
high
bullied. Five. I was bullied for being a bully. Yeah. So then Malia's like, so here's the thing, because Adam saw Malia walk back with Wes holding hands. So that's why he's like, what? Which is, it is kind of weird, you know, if you're like making out with a girl and then she comes back and it's like, it's just, I understand being at the very least confused. And Malia was like, look, Wes is just heartbroken. That's why we're holding hands. I'm like, huh, now you're a lot, but what? No.
Adam says, by what? He's known you 5 days. Like, after what we've been through, the penthouse, the Santorini, and then you hear Nadine. She's yes. like, production's confused.
I love okay? what you said like, that. I love that production as an entity has a hive brain. This is production here, and production says production's confused. So could you help production understand Nadine. Production's feelings?
So he's like, you know what, Malia? I had big plans for you before that. Like, your big plans. He's what, like, do you know how much spinach I have? Do you know how much spinach I have in the crisper?
Yeah. So apparently they had met 3 weeks prior at yacht training, whatever that is. And
their yacht certification course. So if they've been working on yachts for so long, why do they have to take yacht certification course? Yeah,
that's why I was confused a little bit. It probably was like, yacht certification course is probably like pre-production for Blow Deck. You have to stay in a hotel room or something. But so they met 3 weeks prior and they had developed a relationship and they were keeping it secret, and that's why everything has been so weird and so strange. And then we see a flashback and we realize, oh, all the stuff that they were saying was code. And now that's why it's like, when you look back at Adam's reaction to her reaction to Wes, it makes a little bit more sense. It's like, it doesn't give him right to be a crybaby, but if you had a relationship that's actually been about 6 weeks long with someone, they've been keeping like on the down low, and then the girl is like, there's someone else actively going after your girl, and then she's hanging out with him and then holding hands with him in front of you, I would be a little bit like, huh?
Well, if they had a relationship, but you know, yacht certification course could have been like 3 days, they boned that's a true. Couple of times after, and then they didn't see each other till shooting. So you too. Never know. He could just be like, I made out with her first or whatever.
I'm not
you
saying that
know.
Malia doesn't have a right to do what she's doing. I'm saying I can understand Adam's feelings
no,
a little bit
games.
More.
Yeah,
I think she is
playing
games.
I understand that
though.
Both of the guys would feel like she's fucking with him because she is fucking yeah. with them.
Well, now, now she's like,
she told them both. She told them earlier. She's like, well, I like you both and I don't want a relationship. I mean, she's already had that talk with the guys, right? Didn't she?
I can't even remember now. But the point is this, though, is that she is now lying to Adam and saying, well, Wes is really heartbroken. That's why I was holding his hand. When he's at the other table smiling because he knows he just kissed her and is like back in the hunt. And so she's lying. So that does show that she's playing games to a certain extent. And on the one hand, I feel like, listen, girl, get it. Like, you know, you got these two guys wrapped around your finger. Like, go get it. I'm all for that. But I'm also, part of me also feels like, well, at this point, you've sort of kind of, it looks like you've chosen one, and now it seems like you're playing them against each other a little bit. Like, it's that line between being, like, really empowered, like, I can date whoever I want, whatever, versus fucking with people. It's
yeah.
She's starting to get in that gray
area. She's
like,
look, everything's fine now, Adam. And he goes, please don't break my heart. And she goes, I'm not trying to, but at some point you have to. And he goes, trust you. She's like, yeah, when she just totally lied to him.
Yeah.
So then Wes's table, he's with the guys, and he's like, oh yeah, steady go steady. I'll think that's it, we're gonna get married. And Bobby's like, dude, pull out. She's like playing you, and you're like way better than that. Also, I know that she only has a two-person line, so if you're not there, I could be number two. Like, this could work.
But Bobby was kind of right, though, to be honest.
Hannah's like, you know what, goodbye, I don't feel like being around these people tonight. I'm like, yeah, we all know why.
I'm just going to go fishing. For a walk. Like, Hannah, stop doing the air quotes with your fingers, we can see them. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't walk on your tongue.
So then
like, I'm going to go walk the dogs just by myself in a very nice outfit that just happens to be a sweatshirt that I threw on, and yeah, you know, something romantic and fantastic happens to take me out of this miserable life for the rest of my life. I'm marrying a man named Dallas. There, I said it. I'm marrying a man named Dallas.
So then Adam tells Wes. So at one point, I guess it's that Wes walks off with Malia, and Adam's like, he's walking off with the girl of my dreams. And then I guess does he tell Wes this, or is he just sort of saying it out to whoever he's saying? There'd be a thousand other stewardesses for you to hit on, man.
Oh God, this guy's so disgusting. And Wes is like, thanks, brah.
Yeah, don't worry, man. There's these streets in Croatia are lined with pussy. Surely you'll trip over a fresh one at some point.
It's like, ugh, shut up, Adam. And then Bugsy's like, look, I've got a sparkler. And they're like, whoa, Bugsy, wow.
I missed that somehow.
So funny. And Emily's like, all right, where's my friend the vodka? And then she face plants in the street.
So then back on the yacht, Adam and Malia are having a talk. And Malia's like, listen, I think I'm just going to step away from both of you guys. Like, I'm going to step away. This is too much. And Malia's now saying that she didn't like how quick Adam was to become so paranoid with her. And he was like, but didn't we just have a conversation last night where you said everything was fine?
Yeah, what, were you lying or what? She's like, look, we're not dating. I'm not cheating. It's like, okay, you made yourself clear. Good chat. Okay, I wish you the best. Really, like, seriously, like, I really want you and you're shutting me down. So, great.
And then in a study of contrast, Wes, like, knocks on Malia's door and is like, just so you know, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy is what makes me happy. Happy broy.
Yeah.
He's like, hope you're happy. Hope you're having a wonderful dream tonight. Like, oh, I dream of you running through a field chasing our babies. She's like, well, just so you know, I'm not dating Adam anymore. Hugs.
I'm like, you are such a liar, Malia. Oh, my God. So now it's 2:28 a.m. And Adam's like, I'm cleaning things because I'm angry.
Like, well, I guess this had to happen at some point.
Yeah. So now the big news is that it's a South African party. It's Braai, which is like a South African day or something like that.
Oh, wait. Barbecue. There's one little part that happens real quick. Adam and Wes are in their bunk. And Adam goes, just so you know, dude, we're not dating now, okay? Like, we're not dating anymore. And he's like, well, it sucks now because she's a cool chick. And he goes, yeah, like, just get it 100% into your brain, bro, because it's just that's what you have to do. Like, it's not going to happen for either one of us. And he's like, all right, then. So now Wes has a secret and Malia has a secret, and this is not going to end well.
It certainly won't, and not on Braai. Of all days, not on Braai. So
South African Braai days. It's where you share your meats.
Yeah, meats and beer. So
it's like I'm celebrating this day.
So Hannah is still texting with Dallas, and Adam and Malia are all awkward with each other, and Adam's super cold to her, not giving. Is this when she doesn't give her Sour Patch Kids or something? I don't know.
Yeah, but Hannah's like, you want to share your meats? Blump. Yeah, and then Adam's like, whoa, look at these Sour Patch Kids. And she's like, I want a Sour Patch Kid. He's like, well, too bad.
You get one.
You can have one. She's like,
So now it's time for the meeting where we meet the new charter guests who are coming on. It's Lauren Kaufman, who, that's the name of a girl I went to high school with.
I think that's the name of a girl we all went to high school with.
We all know Lauren Kaufman.
We've all about Lauren Kaufman, about Mitzvah present, okay?
I am Lauren Kaufman. Hi, Lauren, if you're out there. I know that some of my high school friends who listen, like Fawn Harris. And Nicole. Hi, Nicole. For real, Nicole. Hi, Nicole Fisher. Everyone say hi to Nicole Fisher. So Lauren Kaufman is the co-founder of some tequila thing, and she just wants to do a tequila pairing and have water toys. Yeah. It's fun. It's easy.
You know, these people are going to be at least semi-terrible because the captain's like, okay, and then there's this couple, and then their partners, Bobby and Joe, and then they have a power couple named Brandy and Ricardo. Like, they describe themselves as a power couple in their preference sheet. I mean, come on.
That just means that they watch Power on Stars. Well, yeah, it's our favorite thing to do. So,
could blame them.
More footage of Hannah texting Dallas, but now the intrigue begins because Bugsy is cleaning the master and the iPad is there, the master iPad, and it is blowing up. It's like, bloom, 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 bloom. Every time Hannah sends a picture, it's like, bloom, 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 bloom. And Bugsy looks at the iPad and lo and behold, all of Hannah's texts are appearing on the iPad because when Jason dropped his phone in the hot tub, he signed on to the master iPad with his Apple ID and forgot to log out. So it's all his text messages, all his communiques are appearing on the iPad.
Oh my goodness. So then Bugsy's like, Boopy! 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 She's like hiding it under her sweater. She's hunting around hiding it. She's like, Boopy, I want to talk to you quick. Come on over here. She's like, read them, Daisy.
This is a huge violation of Yachty Code.
He's like, holy crap. I've got a boner. He's like, I got an eye boner. She's like,
I have no words.
And then Bugsy, she goes, saying the crew didn't expect as big of a tip as he gave us? Honey, that's a huge violation of code.
It wasn't bashing the crew. It was saying, oh, wow, you exceeded expectations. I mean, I'm sure that Hannah bashed the crew. I mean, don't get me wrong. She probably was like, hey, Bugsy, let me tell you something else about Bugsy. She's got a funner face, don't she?
It's like if Bugsy was first due, we'd all be dead.
And that Lauren girl, she was bullied for being a bully. What an idiot.
So Bobby's like, so fucked up she did this. I have no words. I'm like, what else is new? Okay, so Hannah and Lauren are talking, and Lauren's like, oh my God, like, seriously? Like, whatever, like, AF. Like, I would climb that guy like a tree. And she's like,
B for B, bully for bullied.
I think he liked me because he found me on social. Normally, I have a very strict policy. And she's like, I'd do it if there was a connection or like if it was Bobby and I was wasted. You know how it goes.
No, high five. Not even you, Hannah? No? Okay. Do you know that when I do that joke, by the way, here, I actually raise my hand like I'm doing a high five as if anyone's watching me do a high five. I'm high-fiving. I am Lauren.
I do that sometimes with Ramona. I hit the microphone because I'm moving my head around so
much. Me too. That's why you hear thumps every now and then. Every time you hear this, did you hear that?
No, but every time you hear this, it's when I'm going, okay.
We're a very active podcast. This is full. This is why you got to come see the live shows. That way you can, when I raise my hand, do the high five. You actually get to see it. You get to see Ronnie boy. Bump his microphone in real life, IRL.
AF. So Bobby, let's see, boat cleaning.
So Bobby Adam's brings the
watching Wes help Malia down something, and she's like, hee-hee-hee. He's like, yeah. And then Bobby's sneaking around. He's like, bro, oh, bro, come here, bro. I want the whole crew to know that Hannah's talking shit about all of us to the chore guest.
So Bobby brings the iPad to dinner because Bobby and Bugsy go to dinner with Max and Emily and they talk about it and like, oh my God, it's so rude, it's so unprofessional, yada. I mean, it is unprofessional for sure, but yada, 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 yada. And then
Bugsy's like, she said that we didn't expect that much tip. Can you believe it? It makes us look bad. Like, that has got to be the worst thing in there. Why are they being so dramatic? If that's what Bugsy's repeating over and over. And Bobby's like, oh, well, she's talking shit. And Max is like, hey, does that mean that if you need to get a BJ from that another cougar, you can get one? And she's like, no, Max, it's about professionalism.
You know what, though? And they were talking, for example, they're like, I mean, look at this here. Look, they're planning for Dallas to have a walk-by of the yacht while she's at the front of it. And then they show Hannah sitting at the front of the yacht, and then Dallas and his friends walk by, and then he looks up at her, and he's like, oh, look, it's a familiar face. And they, like, wave at each other like nothing's going on. And I actually thought that was so hot. Like, oh, that, like, that secret meeting shit. I feel like as gay men, we really respond well to that, but since we've had to spend time in our lives in the closet and you have like, there is like a, you know, it's like cruising basically. I was like, that is hot. Like I support both of them in their little clandestine nod to each other from dock to yacht.
Yeah. And Hannah's all settled. She's sitting up there in a ball gown. Like, just having a smoke.
You know, reenacting Titanic, you know?
So she's like, I'm going to go take a walk then, boys. And Bugsy's like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm all right. She's like checking her lipstick and she's in this beautiful outfit.
Yeah.
And Bugsy's like, Bobby has decided that Max and he are going to follow her. to punk her and be like, oh, hey, we're at the same bar as you're, you know, meeting your secret fuck or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Bobby's like, whoa, everyone's going to see me in my bright pink shirt. So Max gives him his shirt.
Us the camera crew.
And you see Adam immediately, of course. Hannah, of course, immediately sees them.
Yeah. And she's sitting on a bench smoking a cigarette. She looks like she's in the middle of some scene from The Bourne Identity. Like, she's like, you fucking idiots, get out of here. There are five assassins about to come right in here, about to ruin everything, you fucking idiots. It was so Bourne Identity. I couldn't believe
She's like, abort, abort. Dallas is like, so soon? How do you already know? She's like, no, Bobby's here. So then Bugs is telling Wes and Adam now. She's just telling everybody. Yeah. She's like so excited. She's like, I was in the master suite and I said if I was Chief Stew, I'd have this iPad plugged into the power unit. And then it was going plonk, plonk, plonk. And I was saying it's very unprofessional. And Emily goes, I think it might be a bit touchy with the situation because it might be seen as an invasion of privacy.
No. You know, there's that thing, you know. So then Bugsy is like, oh, yeah, shit. So now Bugsy feels like they have to tell Hannah. And in the middle of this, by the way, this is when the Sour Patch thing happened. And also Sandy is like, oh, I think I'm going to skip Rye. I'm just going to go to sleep. It's going to be 7:30 p.m. And I want to make sure I get a good night's sleep. So good night, everyone. Happy Rye.
She goes, you have your iPad, right? And Bugsy's like, I've got it! I've got the iPad! She's like, enjoy.
Yeah. So Bugsy now is being like, I think we should tell Hannah. Because, you know, like, this could get out of control. I'm like, yeah, because you told everyone.
Yeah, you told everybody.
So Bugsy and Max and Bobby all go up to Hannah, who's, like, sitting on her, like, her pining spot where she's hoping that Dallas is going to walk by. And like,
yeah, she's like, I've just talked to my 20th eggplant for no reason at all. What y'all want? What can I do for?
And they tell her what's going on. And her face has, she sort of has an oh shit look on her face. But then she's like, well, I've done nothing wrong. And Bugs is like, there wouldn't be my first reaction. If I was first C, I would have a different first reaction.
And then Hannah's like, to me, that's such an invasion of privacy. Like, get a life. Take someone yourself. And yeah, Bugsy's like, whoa, suspicious. That's third stew behavior. on the deck, Bugsy and Malia are talking. And Bugsy's like, well, I like Hannah, you know, for a third or fourth stew or even a deckhand, but for first. And Malia goes, yeah. Imagine if she found a text from one of us, she would lose her shit. And Lauren comes over. She's like, hi, guys. I was just crying over the ironing. What are you guys up to? And Malia's like, can you believe that fucking hypocrite bitch? Whatever. And Lauren's like, well, yeah, you know, it sucks. Like, yeah, Hannah. I mean, besides that, like, her personal business is now the cruise business. And she walks off. She's like, oh, my God, I would die.
Look, I anti-bullied.
And then Malia says, that's two insecure, shady girls teaming up. I'm like, what do you think you are? Yeah. You two are sitting here teaming up. You are exactly the same.
Nothing says insecurity than stringing along two different guys.
Yeah. While judging someone else's iPad thing. At least they weren't like coworkers. At least that guy was like rich and could get a boat. You know, you're just fucking maids.
I mean, for sure what Hannah did, like kissing the guy on charter was totally unprofessional. But, you know, unlike Danny from last season, it didn't get in the way of the work. She wasn't professing her love to the Dallas guy, like while they're trying to clean up. You know, it was something that happened when everyone was asleep. Should not have happened, admittedly, but I would say the bulk of their quote unquote relationship happened after he was off the boat. So, yeah, not a good look for Hannah, for sure. But, like, also, everyone needs to calm the fuck down. Because he's hot. Yeah. He's hot and rich, okay?
Yeah.
And we make make allowances for hot and rich.
Yeah. The next day, she's like, now I'm really realizing how fucked up this is. It's violated my trust. It's violated the trust of the guest.
Yeah.
And it's violated the trust I should have in the chief stew. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You know, address to the nation. Yeah. So she's decided.
Rank and foil.
She's like, listen here, Russia leaks. So she's decided that she needs to get in front of this because Bugsy will find a way to be like,
Oh, isn't that a shame? I was going through the iPad. Unfortunately, I couldn't erase these sex texts. What do you think, Captain?
So she goes up to the captain. She's like, Captain, Hannah, Hannah. Captain's like, oh, well, hello there, Captain, Hannah, Hannah.
Do you want to drive the boat a little bit, huh? Is that what you're here for? Okay, all right, you get on this gear here, and then I'll get the anchor sanctuary ready. And then, okay.
Let me guess, you're delegating me as a bird. No? All right, just come right on up then.
Guess I won't fly away.
So she goes up there, and she's like, well, Captain, I wanted you to know I had an instant connection with that rich, hot piece of meat. I tried to keep it professional, but in the late shift, he pulled me aside and kissed me, and I admit I kissed him back a little.
For the 2 seconds. Like, whoa. Only whoa. 2 seconds. I don't know. I just gave her whoa. Sandy's action.
Oh. Whoa. Oh.
That's okay. Not cool.
That is a two-syllable whoa. Whoa. Oh. That whoa. Is not cool to respond if a charter guest hits on you. Okay.
But did it help him get to sleep? Because if it did, I can be lenient.
Well, I'll tell you this much. He found me on social.
Whoa, whoa. You cannot approach a social line, okay? You got to use common sense. Now, look, going forward, you're no longer on the late shift.
You know people can make out in the daytime, right?
Yeah. I feel like that's probably a good thing. I think it's probably nice to not be on the late shift. You don't have to deal with the drunken people.
Yeah, she's like, Bugs is on late from now on. She's like, oh, awesome. You just gave me an earlier bedtime. Thank you.
Yes.
She's like, I'm taking her off night so the temptation is gone.
Those nights filled with kisses and branzino are now a thing of the past.
Those hot Croatian nights. Over.
Hot Croatian nights. Was that on Mr. Skin? I don't remember. I may have to set up another fortress day, if you know what I'm saying.
I felt guilty even going on Mr. Skin with him on the boat.
Now, where are those pictures of Ellen Green? So, Bobby, now it's like Bobby's big moment. Now he gets to take the boat off. He's like, oh, can I take the boat? And she's like, sure. All right.
Well, so I'm glad excited. You asked, Bobby. He's like, okay, I press that button. No, this one, I'm going to pull this one. She's like, okay, well.
All right, well, whoa, we're sinking.
Okay, the boat's now crashed.
Okay. And, all right, you guys get off. I'm the last one. You know, Captain goes down with the boat. All right, here we go. Oh, okay, we're done.
So Hannah has a meeting with Bugsy, and she's immediately on the defensive. She's like, first of all, you're on the late shift. As far as last night, as my friend, I would have expected you to come to me, and it was uncool. And she's like, I did come to you. That was the boat's iPad. It's a fireable offense. And I spoke to you last night about it. She's like, you didn't come to me. You got Max and Bobby to come with you. She's like, but they were involved. Because you involved them.
Yeah, she's like, to me, it's kind of gross and awkward, but whatever. So then Bugsy is like, suggests that they swap roommates because it's so awkward. So Bugsy suggests that she moves in with Malia and that Lauren moves in with Hannah. And Bugsy at this point is so nervous because her voice is fully trembling. She's like, well, I think that maybe that I should move in with Malia and you move in Lauren because obviously there's tension. And Hannah's like, you're damn right, there's tension. Like, get the fuck out of my room.
And also Hannah just let Bugsy do another delegation. She let her make another decision. She's like, well, you know, as first two, I would probably say. She's like, all right, I agree. Oh, damn it, she did it again.
So Hannah actually makes a good point here because it's a little he said, not he said, she said, but like, you know, saying it's Hannah was being very unprofessional on one hand, but then on the other hand, they were invading her privacy. So they kind of cancel each other out. But I think the one thing that is actually really bad, the most unprofessional, is that it wasn't so much that they were invading Hannah's privacy, but they're invading their guest's privacy. And that's what Hannah brings up. And I was like, ooh, that might be the thing that shifts the needle for me. Because that is, at the end of the day, that's kind of bad. That he's the guest and he paid the money for that. And they want him to come back. And if I were him...
Well, I don't like that it's, of course, the women are going at each other. But at the end of the day, it was the man who did it. It was the man who signed into the iPad. It was the man who blew everything, you know? Yeah. And they're fighting with each other. When it should have been like, you idiot, you can't keep your secret for 5 goddamn minutes. You stay signed into many iPads. And furthermore, if they had his password to everything, they should have taken some money out of his Wells Fargo's.
That's right.
Like, come on, women. What do I have to teach you how to do everything?
Also, Exhibit A, he's hot and rich. Where were the high fives? Where were the high fives? Why was not the first response to be like, you naughty devil, Hanner? Oh, Hanner, you're terrible.
No, Hanner. If I was first, too. So she's like, look, so she's talking to Lori now, and she's like, look, there we've got Miss Verstu, and then we've got a badass bitch. So that's how that's going to play out. And she's like, yeah, you're like awesome, and I don't want to room with Ronda Rousey anymore anyway.
Ronda Rousey, yeah.
Who is that Ronda Rousey?
She's like a super famous like MMA fighter. Lady MMA fighter.
She's like, no thanks, I'm out of there. And she's like, best day ever. And she goes, well, just so you know, this is what happened. That hot slab of meat pulled me aside and kissed me, but I said, no, no, no. No, no, no. And then I walked away immediately. And Lauren's like, well, yeah, because like I had to defend you last night. And it's like so wrong. I can't believe it. She goes, to who? And she goes, to Dumb and Dumber, like Malia and Slut Face, whatever. You know, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. She goes, oh, Malia said that? Okay, making out with two crew members in the same night is totally okay.
So now we have. We have a line in the sand between the ladies on the boat, which is great.
Malia's Bugsy's moving into Malia's room, and the guys are like, "What's going on?" Malia goes, "Because everyone wants to sleep with me on this boat, in case you hadn't noticed."
And Bobby's like, "Oh," she's like, "It was a joke." Oh,
so now Bugsy, do you have spinach?
I didn't bring any. Damn it!
Now strip. So. So now the guests come on board, and it's time to leave port, and it's Bobby's big moment, and he's, like, all confused. The captain's like, all right, now you take this, leave, you just push it forward. He's like, oh, push it backwards. No, forward. All right, to the side. No, no, you take, now do this one. Math. She's like, oh, you just need a little bit more practice, but probably won't be more practice on my watch. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you. Over, under, slip it, slide it. You know how it goes. He's like, I don't. All right, well, thanks for playing. So Malia and Wes are taking care of the rope, and Malia goes, God, it's so big. And Wes is like, that's what she said. And she just shook her head like,
No.
Please don't.
She's like, no. So now Adam goes and talks to the guests about, like, oh, I just want to talk about food and da-da-da-da-da-da. And Hannah's just getting annoyed because she's never seen a chef that doesn't get into his whites to go talk to the guests outside of the galley, because he's there, he's got his cap on, his apron, his like nasty clothes, and she just hates it because Hannah is a fiend for protocol, unless it involves kissing a hot guy after hours. Yeah. So she's just getting annoyed, and she's just over the whole crew and everything, and you know, she feels like the whole iPad situation is something you do to an enemy, and she thought she was friends with Bugsy, but now she can make Bugsy's life hell. So Hannah then meets up with Adam in the galley after he's already talked to everyone in his hat and his apron. And she's like, could you do me a favor? Next time you talk to the guests, could you maybe take off your apron? He's like, no.
It's like, yeah, I won't, okay? And it'll be a cold day in hell before I take orders from a loser like you. She's like, well, all I'm saying is I don't like... Well, yeah, I do whatever I want in my galley. Well, you do, I'm on the interior, and you're the, I'm the exterior, and you're the interior, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, fuck you, slag. Yeah. Like, he just comes off as such a misogynist every single time. It's like, if he doesn't really want to fuck you, he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Or if he doesn't feel like he can use you to get fucked by someone that he likes, then he has no use for you. He's a pig.
Hannah's got to steal his spinach. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to win Malia back right now with the, no, it's gone. No, but he's like, yeah, I've been doing this too long. I've been taking orders from you. And then she's like, you prance around like you're perfect. You're not even close. And yeah, and he's like, by the way, there have only been a few kitchen issues and they were intentional. And she's like, hey, that makes it better.
And he's like, yeah, but you're not perfect. Okay. And great attitude. You've already lost one roommate.
She's like,
how about lose another? She's like, I'm not here to make friends, all right?
Yeah,
classic. I love every time people whip that one out. And I don't give a shit if you don't like me or if you're sarcastic to me. And he's like, I just wrote, this guy's a cokehead piece of shit. And also, I like that the other lady's like, oh my God, did you see Adam's eyes? They're amazing. We thought we couldn't hook up in Croatia. Did you see those things?
Oh my goodness. And that was the end of the episode. They're just going crazy. I love it. So good.
Also, Hannah told us when she came in town, she's like, guys, you want to get together? And we're like, fuck yeah, let's go meet and party and stuff. And she's like, well, you know, Chef Adam's here as well. And we're like,
He's like, actually a really cool guy. I'm like, no.
No.
We've talked too much shit. And listen, we know that, like, who we see on TV is just what's been presented to us and could be totally different from who someone is. But we've gone in on Chef Adam so much that it would just be too uncomfortable to, like, say this shit. Like, he's a cokehead. He's on meth. What an asshole. Misogynist. Get out of your van. And then, like, hey, let's hang out.
Hey, how's it going?
We can't. We just can't do it.
Yeah.
We can be fake, but not that fake.
Yeah, no.
And we're open to him being a cool guy, but we just can't pivot that quickly within hours.
Yeah, we have to see it on this show because so far he's just been a total misogynist prick.
Yeah.
No matter who you like on the show.
Yeah. But I'll tell you who's not a misogynist prick. Our listeners. Everyone, it's Wednesday, which means it's time for
Spotlight.
Listen, Spotlight, this is a feature. If you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins, this is a way, if you support at this level, we turn the podcast over to you for about 2 minutes or so, and you can tell us who you are, why you watch Bravo, why you listen to Crappins, all that fun stuff. So,
what you want, what you like to eat.
Yeah, this is a really great segment because we've now had like 17 or 18 of these. We've gotten to hear from a lot of people, and we're getting to know, you know, the little bit of the personalities and at least the voices behind the names we see all over our Facebook and social media, et cetera, et cetera. So today's comes from Renee. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, Ben and Ronnie. This is Renee Thornbrew from Dallas, Texas.
Hi.
I'm a new member to the Listener Spotlight, which I'm super excited about. I found out about y'all just a few months ago. I obviously follow anyone from Vanderpump Rules tweets. Mm-hmm. And Ariana tweeted something that she wasn't mad at Watch What Crappens. So I was like, well, what's that? I had not heard of that. So once I found out about it, because it was during the Is Ariana Mad at Us? I was absolutely hooked. I could not be more of a fan. Y'all crack me up. Every thought that goes through my mind when I'm watching these insane, crazy people that I absolutely love / hate on my Bravo shows is everything. I could not imagine anything more. I now listen every day, and when I don't have those, I listen to old podcasts. Wow. So I would just like to say, the best thing that y'all left me with last week was about Bobby from Below Deck Med. And it was, we don't judge you for your teeth. It's how you use them. And it just, I don't know why, but when Ronnie says it, it cracks me up. And I think about it now every day. So thank you for that. And I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for that.
We sit here and we podcast for hours every day because we do multiple episodes in one day. And sometimes I just feel like we just say stuff. We don't even remember what we say, you know? And like, it's funny when there's like a line, a throwaway line or whatever. And when listeners come back to us, they're like, oh my god, when you said that was so funny. It's like, we don't even remember saying that. And I'm like, we said that? It's crazy. So
I like when I get offended, like if someone sends me a tweet and it's something I said but I don't remember and I think they're being mean to me. I'm like, what the hell did that mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's your quote, idiot. I'm like, oh, sorry, never mind. I'll just stay off the Twitter. How about that?
Yeah, seriously. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We love y'all. We are back tomorrow with Real Housewives of New York City. Always a fun time. Buy those tickets, everyone. WatchCrappins.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at WatchWhatCrappins. On Twitter, we're at WhatCrappins. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support, and even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.